One of the biggest things I've learned over the last few years is that feeling calmer, more patient, or less overwhelmed in motherhood doesn't have to require a complete life overhaul. Welcome, it is me, your host Zoe. It is time for another Monday Motherkind moment. Sometimes the biggest shifts come from just a few intentional minutes each day. So in this moment, I'm sharing some of the most powerful science-backed tools I've learned to help regulate your nervous system, complete the stress cycle, and quieten that inner critic. They're simple practices that have genuinely changed how I experience motherhood. And they're especially helpful during seasons like the summer holidays that we are in the thick of right now, when the mental load can feel even heavier. And these are just some of the tools that I teach inside 5 Minute Motherkind, which is my 5 minute, 21-day audio course. You just listen for 5 minutes a day, and it can completely reset how you feel. The first 3 days are free to give you a taste for it. So you'll find that link in the show notes below. I really hope the next few minutes leave you feeling a little bit lighter and just with one simple tool that you can start today. I think there are 5 ways that in just 5 minutes away, you can genuinely shift how you feel and how you show up. And I'm going to talk you through those now. So the first one is about regulating your nervous system. If you know me, if you know Motherkind, if you read the book, I talk about this a lot because it was genuinely so motherhood and life changing for me when I realized that when we're stressed, overwhelmed, or overstimulated, our nervous system goes into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And in that state, everything feels harder. I remember the first time I experienced this, everyone was screaming at me. I was exhausted. I was at the end of my tether, and I had this overwhelming desire to just bolt out the room. And I felt so much shame at that reaction until I learned about the stress response. And so many parenting books, you know, talk about being the steady ship, staying calm. What they fail to mention is how hard that is to do if you get hijacked by the stress response, which, by the way, everyone does. So every time you get overwhelmed or overstimulated, basically most of the time that we're with our children, your nervous system responds in one of 4 ways. I'll talk you through them now. Fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. So I'd notice how when the girls were climbing on me, I would want to push them off and run away. That's flight. When they'd scream and fight, I'd instantly feel a rush of rage, that kind of just wanting to fight back. That's fight. When they asked me for the 100th time for more screen time and I'd want to give in just to make them quiet, that is fawn. Or how if in a particularly intense meltdown, especially with my eldest, if it just felt too much, I've talked about this a lot, it would almost feel like I was dissociating. That is freeze, where we almost freeze, like rabbit in a headlight. And again, realizing there is nothing wrong with me for these reactions, and there's nothing wrong with you. You're just a human with a nervous system. So we all have these different stress responses as well. And something that blows my mind is that how you were wired to handle stress growing up is often where you'll go to now in your most stressful situations. So if as a kid, you used to run away to your room a lot when things got too much, you likely now, when things get too much with your kids, find yourself wanting to run to your room or run to the toilet and lock the door. So we all have a different window of tolerance. Now, in 5 minutes a day, and I teach this in 5 Minute Motherkind, you can absolutely learn to regulate and expand what's known as your window of tolerance through these moments. The best way to do it is breath. Essentially, the moment you realize you're in a stress response, you're 90% out of it because it is about the awareness. It's like turning off that alarm part of your body and turning on the calm part of your body. And breath is the most effective way to do that. So simple box breath, which is 4 in, hold for 4, 4 out, hold for 4. And you do that in a loop. Or one that I love, which is the straw breath. So you're breathing in. Do it with me now. And then you're piercing your lips as if you're breathing through a straw or drinking through a straw and then breathing out through pierced lips for as long as you possibly can. Now, I am telling you, I've been doing this for 2-3 years now, and I honestly feel like I have a new nervous system. I do not get the stress responses that I used to. My window of tolerance is so much bigger. You really can start this today. I teach you exactly how to do it in 5 Minute Motherkind in just 5 minutes a day. It's unreal. Okay, the other thing linked to stress is how to complete the stress cycle. So I used to think that I was burning out in motherhood, you know, juggling everything, spinning all the plates because I was taking on too much and I was too stressed. And in a way that was true, but also not true. Because what really causes burnout is when we don't release the stress. It's called completing the stress cycle. We can actually take on quite a lot of stress as humans, but we have to release it. It's like wiping the table at the end of the day and then putting the new dishes on tomorrow. The equivalent is we just keep piling dishes on dishes on dishes on dishes. If we don't wipe the metaphorical table, complete the stress cycle, release the stress, that is when we burn out. I love this analogy of the sponge. So imagine the stress is the water, you're the sponge, you're absorbing the stress of everyone around you, of everything you're holding, everything that's going on. And you can only absorb so much. You have to wring out the stress so that you can go on and carry on doing it the next day. Well, wringing out that sponge is completing the stress cycle. And what blows my mind about this, and the reason I'm so passionate about it, because it's really simple to do. The scientifically proven ways to release the stress cycle take 3 to 5 minutes. Again, I teach it all in 5 Minute Motherkind. You want to be shaking your body. You want to be making noises, kind of groans or screams. I love doing that one, by the way, in the car when I'm parked near no one. It really does complete the stress cycle. Hugging someone that you love, doing a short 5 minute guided meditation. There are so many simple ways that you can complete the stress cycle. I do this every single day now. And despite being busier than ever with work and everything else, I haven't burnt out in 4 years. It was my last big burnout because I have discovered completing the stress cycle. So I feel like I'm on such a mission for us all to start doing this. I teach in 5 Minute Motherkind. So it is very simple. And I promise you, I've had so many messages of people saying, Zoe, I started doing this. I haven't burnt out. You know, I feel miles from burnout. So completing the stress cycle is really, really, really simple and really, really important. The other way that I think just 5 minutes can completely change your experience of motherhood is what happens between your ears. Because the reality is, life isn't as it is. Life is as we see it. It's as our internal dialogue narrates it. So the truth is that if you have an inner critic, which I do, and I know so many of us do, that part of us that says you're not doing well enough, you're failing, you can't cope, you're dropping too many balls, that's your inner critic. That's not actually the reality. The reality is you are doing so much better than you think you are. There's a phenomenon called the negativity bias, which essentially means that you are wired, we are all wired to focus on what is wrong, not on what is right. So if we can learn to see what we're doing right, if we can learn to not listen to those critical shame and guilt inducing thoughts, if we can learn to replace them with neutral or maybe even positive thoughts, it changes everything. It changes your stress response. It changes how you feel in your body. It changes how you show up. And one of the biggest motivations for me changing my inner voice is that we know that the inner voice of the caregiver has a direct impact on the inner voice your children develop. So I desperately want my girls to have internalized kind coaches between their ears. And so that is what I try to develop for myself. Because when you are kinder to yourself, when you become an inner coach, not an inner bully to yourself, it's so much easier to take a breath before you snap. It's so much easier to be regulated and calmer. It really does matter. And actually, in my book, Motherkind, I made this the second chapter. I called it Get On Your Own Side, because the pace and the pressure of being a mom in 2025 is already so much. And yet what most of us do is we make it twice as hard by deciding that we're failing, that we're not good enough, that we can't do it. So I call it hard squared. It's really, really, really important and powerful. And it doesn't just impact your motherhood, this. If you can learn to change that inner voice, it changes everything. It changes how you show up at work. It changes how you show up in your relationship. There are so many studies that I've read, you know, hundreds of studies that I've read about the power of having a compassionate internal voice. The benefits are across the board, especially physically. You wouldn't think that, would you? But it really impacts with the mind-body connection. How we think really impacts our health as well. So in just 5 minutes a day, less than 5 minutes a day, you can absolutely begin to rewire how you talk to yourself. The first step is spotting a negative or critical thought and then challenging it. And perhaps just thinking, I'm not listening to that today. Even if it were true, I'm not going to listen to that today. The next step might be replacing it with a neutral or kinder thought. And over time, as you do this, you really, really can begin to rewire your relationship with yourself and that inner voice. You can absolutely do it in just a couple of minutes a day. And again, I teach you how to do it in 5 minutes, mother kind. The other thing, and the one of the last pillars I want to talk to you about is this idea of so many of us feeling lost in motherhood. You know, we give to our jobs, we give to our partners, we give to our children, we give to our homes, we give to logistics, we give to our friends and our family, and we can start to feel like a shell. That was the episode. I hoped you loved it. If you did, please make sure you subscribe, and I will see you next time.